Dave, you've been a diving instructor for many years. Teaching new divers the basics cannot be an easy job. What made you choose this unusual career?
Well, deep sea diving was first a leisure activity for me. Then the local diving center needed an instructor during the peak tourist season. I gave it a try and got the job, though the pay wasn't much. I must say that my first experiences with students left me wondering if this was the career for me at all. Probably what decided me was that the next season there were a number of happily returning divers who wanted me as an instructor again.
So what standards are expected of instructors like you?
Well, instructors set off in boats with their students to find a good spot to dive. Now, we aren't expected to have detailed local knowledge of all the dive sites in an area. However, we are expected to fully understand the effects of strong wind and storms, because divers need flat water, that is, not many waves. When conditions are not suitable, some inexperienced instructors get upset, because their students want action, no matter what.
Have you ever made a serious mistake with your students?
Training new divers is tricky, particularly if your students know more about the subject than you do. I had a couple once, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. They were doing okay, but when it came to life-saving, they were not up to the right standard. I just kept saying to them, "What you're doing is okay, but it isn't up to our standard." When we met in the bar later, I found out they were a doctor and nurse. I just wished the ground would open up and swallow me. I felt so stupid.
Do you find any part of your job boring?
Most definitely. Possibly number one is swimming around in a few meters of water for my students to be able to take photos of each other to show to their friends. But apart from that, I know that students can't be expected to get things right from the beginning, and I'm a patient teacher. In fact, I'm glad to be doing routine things, which don't involve much action.
Are you planning career change?
I'd love to move on to a quieter sort of job. Some people have suggested I should try to get a job with a film company, taking photos and doing documentaries about shipwrecks and fish. But I feel I'm not young enough for that sort of job. I'd like something where I can use the administrative skills I have, ideally running a busy dive center, where I'd organize the work of other instructors.